Only because the last episode of that season was actually called Cancel Culture. So with that in mind, with that said, I'll be the first one to say I'm up front with it, is that I called that upon myself. When you start to get into spiritual battles, what happens is that when you start to call on negativity, the enemy's always out there. He's always gonna attack you, especially when me being a man of God, and he did it for a while. Adjusting to our new life at our new home. I now have a commute going to work. It's a little bit different going from 15 minutes to about 50 minutes to an hour getting to work. But that's just, that's what happens. Life will always throw you a curveball. And then, whether or not you choose to hit it, you choose to stand in the box, or you choose to just stay in the dugout or just stay in the on deck circle, that... And that's pretty much what happened. In a nutshell, there was a lot of stuff that there was a lot of good things that came out of it. It definitely taught me what I can and cannot handle, even as a father. But let's go ahead and get into it. And the verse that I want to talk about is that love is not self-seeking. Should have wrote it down. What book that's in? But when God says love's not self-seeking, it means that we can't rely on ourselves to keep ourselves happy. We also can't rely on people to keep us happy. We can find happiness in being around the person, but when we put that type of burden on a person, eventually what may happen is that they are going to let you down, because they're not built to make, like, each person is not built to make one person happy. We're here to love. We can always show. Whether or not we receive love back is a little bit of a different, it's a different take on it. It's a different way of, because even though there might be some folks or somebody that we show love to, and no matter what, we continue to show love and pour out into them, what may end up happening is that they don't show the same type of love and respect back. But we also can't expect it back. And then if they end up talking bad about us and start to slander us, then we start to become angry and upset about the situation. And it's an important thing to teach your kids about, because our kids are going to, they're gonna replicate what we do when we start to show love, when we start to when we come under fire, when we start to have our good days and bad days, and in this season. What happened is I started to have bad days. I started to have these panic attacks that I didn't know were a thing. I didn't realize that uh, that there was definitely there were things that there were unresolved issues that I had, and my kids got to see them. It got pretty bad for me for a while and for a little bit, and I'm still working on them, but I know I'm not where I was when I started. It was an emotional time. And my sons got to see, they got to see that. They got to experience that. They got to see me get into breaking down, and showing emotion. And on one of my worst days when that happened, and we were adjusting to a new church because we were still watching it online, when I was just breaking, I was just, what was supposed to be so happy about living in our new house and getting a house was okay, the now what factor. And so we're always gonna have that. When you receive a job or a new job or a new offer, now what? When you finally get your degree, when you finally believe that, okay, financially I've made it, now what? You buy a house, now what? You buy a new car without your parents' credit or co-signing, now what? And that in a lot of ways we don't know how to prepare for that, because what started to happen is that now you start to revert back and say, well, I want to go back to that, because that place where I was at, that where I was most comfortable, was there because I knew it and it had become so routine, and I want to go back to that. When and that's what started to happen. And when you get into new seasons, God doesn't he doesn't he doesn't put you he's not going to take you. When he takes you out of a season and he puts you into a new one, he's never going to put you back into it, because that's working backwards. And I didn't want to show my sons that, but I'm glad that they saw that. So let me go back to when we were watching church and I was breaking down. I was starting to get into my into a season or into emotions that I had had years before when we only had one kid. And what started to happen was that, like I said before, is that there were some things that I personally had in me that were just unresolved, and it's a slow process. It starts to become a slow process, and that's okay, to because in order to receive healing from things that maybe you either buried or you were able to just kind of hide from other people or even yourself, when they come up, or when they started to come up, we have to make sure that you're trying to take baby steps to push through them. But I wanted my sons to know that it's okay to break down and show emotion, because there's a genuine stigma, and I show emotion because not only because I'd hidden it for so many years, but I think part of the reason why it started to show up, and when it did start to show up, was I believe there was a boiling point for me, when I started to really show it, was when I started to show it a little bit, was when my dad passed away, and then it was then I buried it again, because I knew I was happy. I knew where he was. I knew he had given his life to Christ. I know where he is. I also know that you can only do that for so long until the amount of emotion that you continue to bury, that box or that emotional box that you put things in, or that I was starting to put things in, that lid can't stay closed for very long if you're continuing to put this emotional baggage in every single day. And then it caused me just to break down and call out to God and call out to Jesus to ask them for help. And mind you, this isn't an awesome season, but God got us to a certain point where we were in a season of prosperity, in a time when a lot of people weren't seeing prosperity. People were losing jobs, losing homes, losing relatives, and we were seeing a shift now, and it kind of shifted. It's starting to shift back the other way, where we're gonna have challenges. But God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so, as I started to break down, my sons all came to me, put their hands on me, and were hugging me, and they were praying for me. Which, to me, that was definitely an emotional thing, and it helped me to say, you know what, I can do this, no matter how bad the struggle gets, no matter how bad of a day I'm having. I'm training them up in the way that they should go, and that's in the Bible too. I believe it's in Psalms. That train a child up in the way they should go, so that when they grow old, they won't depart. And for them to, even as young as they are, for them to know that they can come to their dad and pray for him, even when he's not feeling spiritually well or spiritually strong, that does happen. And I'm grateful for that, because then I know that what my wife and I are doing is working. It's working, and they know where their hope lies. They know where their lives lie. It's not in the ways of this world. It's putting their heart and soul and everything that they love and believe in and live for in Jesus. And I was so thankful. I loved how they did that, and as time, I had to start talking about with my wife about the things that I feared, the things that I was uneasy about in this transition. Which, you get to a certain point where you're like, okay, I've made it. Now what? There's the other side of transition, where we don't actually start to, I guess, think about. We get so excited about the positive transitions that there's also other challenges that come up that we just don't think about, which is okay. But that's what we get blinded by the goodness in what we're seeing and what we're believing, and that's what happened. But I've gotten to a place where I believe I'm starting to become spiritually stronger. We finally were able to go to our new church outdoors, after seeing it online for months on end. Which was great. I met the pastor's son. I got to meet another gentleman that was he has four boys, just like Jennifer and I. He and his wife have four boys, just like how we do. He coached baseball. He even played baseball. I believe he did play professional baseball or semi-pro baseball. So it was cool to realize that God put us here for a reason. He put us in a great place. And for me, that was just reassurance and confirmation about of what he's doing in our lives. And as parents, it's good to see, and it's good to share it was great to share with my kids, because it lets them know that God is in control, even if emotionally we're out of control, even if we start to feel like things may not be going our way, even in a positive season, that God is always in control. No matter what's going on in this world, in this nation, God's always in control. He's going to protect you as long as you seek him actively and daily. And I'll be the first to admit that there were gaps in my walk, because I got so excited about this new house, this new chapter in our life, that I was starting to straying from God and Jesus, but it was seeking him actively and daily, seeking my daily bread. And I didn't realize that was starting to slowly creep in to my daily routine, because that was on me. But the fact that it took a little bit for me to realize that I had to come to a point where I had to admit it to myself and to my wife that, okay, maybe I'm not as strong as I thought I was, but I know where I can go to get recharged. I have to open up the Bible. I have to start to recharge and meditate on his word, read it, and get it into my spirit. So the great thing about going through something like that is that yeah, there's gonna be struggles even in a season of prosperity. But what came out of it was that I realized how much more I have to lean on God and continue to make Jesus the center of my life. Otherwise, if I have gaps in my spiritual relationship with him, I'm gonna have gaps between myself and being a father, being a husband, because then I'm better when I don't have when I'm with God or I'm with him. I start to read his word. I become a better dad when I slowly start to stray from a routine of actually doing it. I have instances where I'm not as spiritually strong as I could be. And I've talked to my sons and I told them that it's part of a new process. It's really part of a new process. I guess maybe I didn't prepare myself enough for it to say this is what I need to do, or I need to, if I'm not able to read this way how I used to, then I got to go back to this, or I got to readjust and make time for it. But that is what it is. That's how growth happens. That's how we can continue to grow, because every day you're continuing to grow, where the idea is not to stop growing. We have to continue to grow in knowledge and in wisdom. Because we learn something, because if our kids are growing and they're getting older, then we have to continue to grow wiser, because our kids aren't going to stay the same age every single day. Every day that we experience them and get to be around them, they're a day older, they're a day wiser, they're a day smarter, and we have to continue to grow smarter and seek different ways of maybe something that worked yesterday may not work today, because we got to become students. We have to not only become students of our children, but also not leave out our wives either, or our spouses, to make sure that we're not leaving them out, because we gotta, like, there's a lot of learning that's going on. That's what it boils down to, is learning to continue to be a student and become smarter at saying, okay, we're continuing to study of the situation. But I'm glad it happened. I mean, it's so hard to say is that I'm glad it happened. I did learn a lot. I learned where I need to lean on him a little bit more, or a lot more. And to cut out other things as well. Because if I'm leaning on the wrong things, or I'm keeping myself busy doing the wrong things, and then I'm not going to be strong enough to withstand another attack. And it's going to happen to everybody. You'll know when you're in it, because the reason why you know you're in it is because these are just some physical things that start to happen. You're breathing, your breathing will change. If you have a smartwatch and it has the ability to check your pulse, or tells you to breathe, those are indicators that you might be getting attacked. Another one is maybe if your vision starts to become a little blurred, or you feel a little bit of dizzy here and there at the wrong times. That's another way that we feel that we can feel spiritually attacked. I say that to say is that we have to not only be aware, we can't just be aware of the signs that God is there, but we also have to be aware of the signs of the attacks, because those attacks will come. They're always going to be there, and when they start to happen, and maybe the frequency of when they happen. But I just want to say I am back. My son just wants to start doing it again. But I wanted to get this first episode out there for the next season, to say that we are in a new season. We are in a new chapter in our walk. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. And then hopefully we're going to continue to start putting out some new content. You can always, I've also been off social media for a while too. That was part of my walk. So if you haven't seen anything posted, you haven't seen anything regarding that, I apologize. But that was just kind of what God put on my heart with the 21 day fast. But I've been off it longer, because I feel that there were some things that I had to get cleaned up. But let me go ahead and pray us out. Right. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this. I thank you for this day. I thank you for getting me through the difficulties, to know that I have to lean on you more, Lord, and let those that may be facing difficulties right now, let them seek you actively. And let you put your hands and let them just press into you, Lord. Let us just know that you're always there. And let this platform, just if it reaches one person, then let them call your name and reach out to you, Lord. Because we know that you have the ability to save, lift up, protect, love, and keep safe from harm, Lord. Keep us safe, love us, and let us not boast, Lord. Let our love never be self-seeking. Thank you. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.